I will be back in a few.
Okay, buddy. I will, should be here a few more minutes. I'll catch you in a bit. KCQKOO. Sure, there's another station there. Heard a couple of key up, but I was just hearing your no audio if you want to try again there. KC2KOO bubble.
This is the NY1US All-Star Node.
KC2KOO from 82HW, so what is Dave?
82HW, KC2KOO bubble. Just got eyes on my detonation here, buddy, so I'm going to have to sign and say 7-3 to you, but you just have a good day there, Tom. Good luck. Good luck with the visit today and a couple sites there, and we'll catch you later. 82HW, KC2KOO.
Have a great day yourself. Hope all goes well in your world. And hey, with a nice day today, maybe you got a little off and work on the schedule today. So have a great day. We'll talk again soon. KC2KOO from 82HW. 82HW is standing by.
That is the plan, buddy. 7-3, brother. Catch you later. KC2KOO.
This is the MY1US All-Star Node 420675 in South Wales, NY.
82UWD, listen.
Checking in, this is 82HW, name
here
is Tom Tango, Oscar Mexico.
82HW, this is 82UWD, how are you doing this morning?
82UWD from 82HW, doing well this morning, just dropping the dogs off at daycare, that's their Tuesday ritual, and then head back home, going to work from home this morning until after lunch.
Ah, yes, working from home, that is the dream, but unfortunately I drive, so I can't work from home, so I need to be here with the truck. But yeah, hopefully you enjoy your dogs, and I was hoping to catch Timmy, but I don't think he's around at the moment. I think he's still getting up and getting ready, but have a good day, enjoy your work. What kind of dogs do you have?
Yeah, so thank you. If we hear Tim in the morning, it's usually somewhere between 7:30 and quarter to 8. Quarter to 8, he usually commiserates with his friend Gary and St. Catherine, so you might still have a chance to catch him this morning. And we have miniature long-haired dachshund. We have three. Two of them go to daycare. The old guy, he just stays home and chills.
It's a very specific breed, miniature long-haired dachshund. But how is my audio coming through on your side? I know sometimes when I've been using my AirPods, it's been people complain that it's quiet. 82UWD.
Your audio sounds fantastic. I got no complaints at all. And speak of the devil, WB2KAO, come on in, Tim.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning, Tommy. Good morning, Jake. And good to hear you guys. Jake, what's up?
Your audio sounds much better. I was wondering, I know we were talking about putting my net on your repeater. I was wondering if you wanted to add a minute, we could talk about that. But good morning. Hopefully everything is well over there for you as well. 82UWD.
Yeah, real good. Good, Jay. Good morning, Jay. You know, I was thinking, why don't you touch base with Jeff? Because he was interested in starting a newbie net, or, you know, folks that, you know, haven't been on the radio that much and stuff like that. Why don't you touch base with Jeff, KD2ELI, Kilo Echo 2 Echo Lima, India, KD2ELI, and see what his thoughts are and your thoughts are, and maybe you guys can combine the project. Jay, go ahead.
I'll check with him. Mine's more geared towards older TAMs, probably, because a lot of it's first responder, mostly first responder community-based, but I'll see if we can combine that to kind of combine a time slot. Do them one after the other, but I'll talk with him too, because I know we were talking the other day. He was looking at times and stuff for his, but I will keep an eye on him, try to see if we can either combine or do a twofer kind of thing, one right after the other, if that makes it easier for you. 82UWD.
That's fine. We already have, you know, we already have two nets on here, and you know, on Tuesdays and on Saturdays, and that's fine. I mean, I don't want it to get too structured. I mean, you know, we need to leave things, you know, open for you know people to visit. You know, that's why this system will never be on the East Coast of Thunder, because we need local systems for people to be able to communicate and you know, kind of you know, not have things all that regimented.
Yeah, I agree. I forgot you were putting that extra net in, so I might actually look and see maybe putting it on, find somebody else's repeater that is not, doesn't have any net on it, and see if I can bring traffic over there as well, or just wait until I finish mine, because once I have my repeater up and running, I'd like to have a net on it, and if I've started a net, it seems like the most logical thing is to put my net on my repeater, but I'll talk with him too, see maybe we can do a twofer or combine some of those elements, but very good thoughts. This is KD2UWD.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I, I just want to keep things kind of, you know, freelance, you know, everything kind of feels welcome here, and we just kind of go with the flow. I think a couple nets on here on Tuesdays and on Saturdays are, you know, probably enough, but if you guys want to do something, I'm not adverse to that. I made it clear to Jeff that whatever he wanted to do as far as the repeater is the vehicle, but I'm not going to, I have other things in my life besides this hobby, and I do other things within the hobby as well, but I don't want to, you know, be responsible for taking over the net when people can't make it and things like that. I do enough of that already.
Oh yeah, that's fair, and I've already talked with KE2TTT about being like an alternate net control backup / additional station, and he's definitely willing to do that as well. So do one of those. I'd figure out where I'm putting it, and as it grows, do something to make sure that nobody is doing too much of the net control. Or if we don't have a net control, I just cancel the net, and that's one of the things. It's not a strict, like, we must meet every, you know, kind of net. It's a very casual vibe.
53 WD. No problem. You know, we always have to keep in mind that it's a hobby, and never to get in the way of family and responsibilities and things like that. So I've seen ham radio break up many a marriage over the 63 years I've been a ham, Tommy.
Balance, Tim. It's all about balance. And I heard somebody share with me one time, balance is the point I pass going from one extreme to another. Jake, there are a lot of repeaters in Rochester that just don't have a lot of traffic. I know I've got a few programmed into my mobile rig, and when I tune them up, you never hear anybody. So you may find opportunity with some of those other repeaters as well. Over to you, Jake.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, and I am going to plug, I already have a section in that to plug some of these other local nets. The 85 Rag 2 is always going to be a plug, because they run such a nice net, as long as you don't mind a little bit of QRM occasionally from our friend there. But yeah, I'm actually, you know what, I just had a thought, maybe N2HJD Megaplex would be a really good bot, because he's got Echolink on his, and he's got a system, and his system sits fairly empty most of the time, and it's a very nice system.
That's an excellent thought, Jake. Very, very good. Yep, that's a great thought. I'm going to connect with Gary here in a couple of minutes, Tommy.
Well, I probably got a couple of minutes to say good morning to Gary. It's always a pleasure when that opportunity presents itself.
No, absolutely, absolutely. And, yeah, I won't be around. I won't be around for the net tonight. We're celebrating my oldest grandson's birthday and another grandson's girlfriend's birthday at Hooligans this evening. So I won't be around tonight for the net. So go ahead, Jake, if you have anything further, and then I'm gonna log on to Gary.
I hope our friend there doesn't jump in on the net tonight too bad, because last week you were the only station I could hear. So I'm hoping that isn't that bad, because that was a little weird that I could only hear you and nobody else.
Yeah, well, we won't really want to talk about that on here, but the capture effect of FM. So there you go, WD2KAO. Have a good day.
You as well, KD2EWD. I'll be clear.
Oh my goodness.
I get it. So how was lunch yesterday?
Well, breakfast was good. We had five of us, Seth and Nick and Charlie and myself and Mark, K2FST, and I presented Mark with Gary's permission. I re-gifted that railroad spike CW key that he made me to Mark, and Mark has already been on the air with it and made a contact with it. Now let me bring up Gary. V3DZB. WB2KAO, good morning, and 82HW is here as well. Anybody else listening on the GZP link this morning? Good morning.
Is 3DZB doing the garbage run?
There you go. I guess there's no big hurry. You said they don't come till around 11. And Tommy is with us as well. Tommy, come on in and say hello to Gary.
Good morning to you, Gary. I hope all is well in St. Catharines this morning. We're probably 65 degrees and overcast, but sunny skies. It's a weird one today. Over to you, Gary.
Good morning, Tom. Well, it's a 59.9 degrees here under clear skies. No rain on the forecast or nothing. Another night day. Thinking to get up to around 77 today. Yeah, just doing my garbage run, and then I'm going to make a run up to this marina. I always do my neighbor's favors, and he's got the swing set with a canopy that is in it. So I'm thinking, what material can we use? And I thought of an old boat cover, so I called this marina yesterday, and the guy's got an old boat cover. So I'm going to run up and get that for my neighbor next door. He can cut it out, sew it up, and make a canopy for a swing set. What do you think of that? That's the fall asleep there, Tom.
Yeah, Kelly, kind of barging on us there for a nanosecond, and I believe Bob has joined us as well.
Look at that, Bob. He's a pain in the ass, isn't he?
WB2KAO, I got momentarily distracted. Sorry, good. Cheryl says she was going to meet her daughter. She's dropping the car off at Delta Sonic to be detailed today before the arrival of her sister from Seattle tomorrow. I think Bob was going to go up and visit his brother for a couple days. But maybe he's... Bob, are you here? V3MF? Go ahead, Bob. I must have met somebody else. Yeah, Bob, I think, went up to visit his brother for a couple of days. But I got momentarily distracted. So, Tommy, go ahead and pass it back over to Jerry. And let's see if Mark is here. Mark Mark wants to thank you for that key. Mark, are you here? K2FSD, go ahead.
K2FSD. I definitely want to get a chance to see the artist put together this wonderful railroad by team that I have here. It's beautifully constructed. I mean, it's hard to tell from the QRZ page the level of detail. I mean, they just look great, and that's what I respond to. These things are put together very, very nicely. There's a nice brass bushing in there, and they're adjustable, and I've already adjusted it. Slight adjustment to the gap. It kind of works for me. The thing about maybe putting a 47 farad gap across it, it'll soften it a little bit, but it's an extremely useful key, and I had it on the air the other day. I'll turn it over to
Okay, fine, Mark. Well, I'm glad we'll get the views. It is functional, that's for sure. It is a functional key. And I made like five at a time. I had a production line going. You know, I was making like five bearing posts and then cutting the squares and drilling and welding and all that. I did five of them all at once to keep them all pretty well today. But one question there, Mark. On my QRZ page, did you see the Flintstone? Did you see Fred Flintstone and click on that link?
Oh, I didn't. I'll have to do that. Maybe there's more that I need to check out. But that's a huge QRZ age. There's a lot of interesting stuff in there. And I was going to compliment you also. Besides, thank you very much for okaying the re-gifting of the key to me. I love the thing. It's always going to be out and going to be a huge help. But no, go ahead and tell me about the Redmond Stone, that K2FSD.
Well, like I say, my mind is warped. For a while, I was active with the SKCC, you know, the slow scan nonsense and the straight key and all that. Well, the one contest they had, they utilized a Halloween theme, and so that's where I took a wire brush and made it into a key, and I worked 130 contacts on a wire brush. But after that, my mind started to wheel and work, and I decided I'd make a key for Fred Flintstone or along the bedrock thing. So if you go and look at it, it's a functional key. I've got it built here too, but it's made on a piece of slate with river rock cut in half, and I poured down the bearings in it. Sick. Check it out. It works great. It's kind of unique. And I put a little YouTube video up there as far as the story on how I found it in the bedrock quarry. Go ahead.
Powering off now.
Look, I know it's going to be a beautifully functional heat. I can tell you about the bike heat. You know you're doing Morse code when you're using this. It's got a little bit of a hum to it, which is fine. It's part of the character. But when I first started using it, the gap had not been adjusted. We're talking about 16, maybe a 30-second of an inch. Anyway, so I'm sending with it and talking to somebody over in Brooklyn. And my dog thought that someone was knocking on the front door. And so she set up a racket. The lever on that thing probably weighs a couple of pounds. And you're moving it around and hitting the contact. And I think you could probably read DW off of this thing even if you couldn't hear the tone. Anyway, I love it. Let me turn it back, turn it over to KAO. This is he with it.
Great feature, KAO. Yeah, real good. Well, let's get some further comments from Jerry.
No further comments other than, if the bands go flat, Mark, you can always use it to crack walnuts with, that's for sure. Anyway, Tommy, you saw the pictures of the key there. Mark ended up with the one that I gave Timmy there. So it's going to be functional and on the air, I guess. And it's going to be right up there with the Bengali. I've got a Bengali gold one here. I forget what model it is, but it was over $300, I think, that I paid for it out from Italy. Gold plated in the whole thing for a great deal, a little overkill, I think. And there you have it. So, Tommy, are you in the CW at all? I don't think I've ever mentioned that to you.
I aspire to be involved with CW, Gary. I practice. I'm not 100% comfortable with copying yet. But as my time becomes more available, my next strategy is to just listen to some CW interactions and just practice copying. I just need to get more comfortable with that. But I aspire to get into the mix sooner, hopefully, rather than later. Over to you, Tim.
Absolutely, Tommy. I know that you've had some, some of the CW tutorial programs on your phone, and you certainly know what CW sounds like. And even though it's been many, many years since you had a novice, and your dad was a ham, but I'm sure that you've heard those letters before, years and years ago, and I think they do come back. I think they do come back easier to somebody who was exposed to it at one time or another. And I'm real sure about that, actually. Go ahead, Mark.
I had to learn it to get my first license, and kind of been with me ever since. And what I like most of all is finding somebody who is at about my proficiency level, which is around 25-ish, plus or minus, maybe more if I have a pretty good idea of what's coming. But sitting down and having a chat, and you know, go a half hour, 45 minutes, is a slow, deliberate way of conversing, which changes the nature of the conversation a little bit. It makes it a little bit slower and more thoughtful. I really kind of enjoy that. So it's a different hobby than FDA or hanging out on the repeater. Ham radio has a number of different hobbies in it that are quite different from one another. I might, for example, do a little bit of radio direction finding tonight when the 85 Raju is eating. Let me turn it back to Gary. 3D Sydney. Hey, Glenn.
Yeah, very good, Mark. Yeah, well, CW takes some gray power. FDA doesn't require anything other than pushing a button. You know what I mean? The computer does all the work, and I don't know. Everybody's doing it more and more and more, and I keep thinking, if we're only going to use 3KC's as a band, the powers that be might say, hey, we need that space. You don't need all that. Well, we're going to take it off you. You know, we're going to allocate 100 KC's instead of 300 type of thing, you know? Oh, well, anyways, I'm going to let you guys carry on. My daughter might be coming over today to pick up a pair of shoes from the Amazon people. I don't know why Amazon USA couldn't buy these shoes. She ordered them off of the CA site, had them sent here for the grandson, so she decided she might come over today to pick them up. And as I say, I got to do my run this morning to get the boat cover. And then we'll just play it by ear from there. So, Jimmy, you have a great day. Mark, I'm glad that you're making some use out of that. And check out the link there on the thing. And I don't know if you saw the ship pictures as well. There's a link to marine traffic. There's a couple links on the page that are maybe kind of hidden and sublimable, if that's what it is. Well, over to you there, Tommy, and one more round, and I'm going to finish my garbage run here, B3D Zeddy. Hey, must have gotten there, Tim.
Clear at 51. No, Tommy's still here, stationed in the UK, connected and was where the, haven't come up, and then Silicon Valley had to tell us it's clear and 50. And then it affects the economy or stuff, so everything I've been doing is voice. Haven't ventured into the digital world, but eventually. So, Dan, I'm going to get into the work next. You guys all have a wonderful day. We'll talk again soon. And we will be clear. Over to you, Jeff.
And maybe we'll see you at the park tomorrow, 4310 Lyle Road at 11:30, the First Responders Park. And maybe we'll have a chance to be together tomorrow. I hope so. Go ahead, Tommy, and then pass it over to Mark and da-di-da, maybe 2KAO. Have a good day, everybody.
Sorry about that, Tim. I think I doubled with you. So I got to check in to work. So, gentlemen, have a great day. 82HW will be clear. Over to you, Mark.
A2HW on double there. So, Tim, you were telling us about 4310 Lyle Road, and I know that you mentioned it yesterday, and the time has time in my mind. And also, I wanted to ask you about is this a doggable facility? Are dogs allowed to take you at this?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's a big park. There's a lodge in a big park. You can take the dog for a run. Yes. 11:30. 11:30 tomorrow. 11:30. Gary, we'll see you later.
Okie dokie, guys. Everybody have a great day. Enjoy the fine weather. And talk to you down the road. E3D's Epic.
Yeah, real good. I will not be on tonight, Gary. We're celebrating grandson's birthday, et cetera, so, take care. Mark, say goodbye to Gary, and I'll log off.
Gary, have a good one. Good luck finishing the garbage right there, and once again, thank you so much. Excellent work. You just had a Hey, look at my QR that day, and you will see one of your keys proudly displayed there. I tried to photograph it in such a way that one can also see the hammock out back. Ham radio and a hammock, that's pretty much my summer. Anyway, DCP from K3FSC, I guess KAO to take it.
Yeah, real good, Gary. His call sign is Kilo 2 Fox Sierra Tango. Mine signal to me, P2FST, if you want to look at the photograph. 32 KAO. There's Victor Alpha 3, Quebec, Bravo Romeo, mobile monitoring. VA3QBR, WB2KAO, good morning. Name is Tim, Rochester, New York. Good morning and welcome. Good morning, team. Really good topic here. I was wondering if I'm going to reach out to you originally either. I'm on my commute in eastern Toronto on Highway 401. And, how's the copy? I'm in case you want here on the mobile rig. Yeah, no problem. We have noise floor that rises and falls. The repeater is located in a very heavy industrialized area, and also on a tower where there's a lot of RF. But it hears pretty good most of the time. Over.
Good, very good. Sorry, forget to mention name is Dimitri Delta Mike India Tango Romeo Yankee. And I usually hear you guys. I'm usually in with these. I was like Eastern about 25 miles east of Toronto. And I usually hear your repeater pretty well at my home QTH, but in Toronto it's up and down. So today is a really good one. I wanted to check in. Thank you.
Very, very nice. Very, very nice. Very, very nice, Dimitri. Yeah, we've chatted before. I certainly do recall chatting with you. Is there still a 44485 repeater still on over in the Toronto area?
I can't get it from the top of my head in terms of frequency. If you could... there's quite an accident here. If you could tell me the call sign associated with the repeater book, or in general, I might recall, but I did not recall just the frequency alone. Sorry. And yeah, we did chat before. I do remember that. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, Roger. We certainly have. And the repeater is a Motorola MTR 2000, and preamp and cavity ahead of the receiver, and a PCTEL, an EVI collider. We're about halfway up the 600 foot tower. We're about at the 300 foot level on the northeast side of the tower. Over.
Really good copy. Yeah, it's quite a distance, actually. I'm surprised that still now it's horizon is clear. I was coming through some of the more dense developments here with the high rises, but it's like everything's working out. It's a very beautiful morning here as well in Toronto. Very nice. I think you had, 51 Fahrenheit. I'm sure that we have something similar. It says 19 in Celsius, so maybe even warmed up a little bit. Nice and sunny. Looking forward to it. Not for the work, but looking forward for, I usually do like evening walks in a conservation area and with me when I'm back home from my commute. Back to team, right? Did I get right to TIM? VA3QBR, hello.
VA3QBR, WE2KAO. Absolutely did. The call sign that's on the repeater. Yep, Jim Tango, India Mike, short for Timothy. Well, yeah, propagation over the water, ducting over the water, and it's definitely enhanced this morning. I'm going to bow out here. I'm going to swing it over to my friend Mark. I'm sure he would like to say hello to you. His call is K2FST, Kilo 2, fine signal tonight, K2FST. Mark, come on in and say hello.
Yeah, this is K2FST. How are you doing, Dimitri? I'm astonished that you're getting in from Toronto, but I guess I don't understand enough about the meter propagation. Doubtless I don't. But I guess there might be ducting. I think I've seen the KAO antenna on the side of the tower that Tim mentioned, and it looks... I was speeding by on 390, but it looks like it's a dipole arranged vertically on the tower there. Anyway, go ahead. Anyway, my name is Mark, K-R-K, and the call is K2FST. Go ahead.
Thanks, Tim, and nice to meet you, Mark. K2FST, A3QBR, mobile. Yeah, it sounds like it's ducting. On a day like this, and what I was trying to say, oh yeah, I wonder if CT meters are operating, not CT meters, the connectors, because it's going to be open to deal with sporadic on the weekends. I have discussed some things like all the way to Arizona and Colorado that was a path open, and I discovered some streets that I didn't have before, and my part is that I tried not to have an antenna for 60 meters. It's a 5-hour linear, which is actually optimal for 60 meters at all, but the tuner does the job, and I suppose it works out somehow. I think I have close to 40 states on 60 meters that I've worked with already. Back to you, Mark, VA3QBR.
I was aware of that 6-meter opening the other day, and I've never really had much experience with the meters because I only got my 7300 this past spring, and of course there hasn't been much variety until now. So yeah, and for some reason I've got a trap vertical here. It's not supposed to resonate on 6 meters, but somehow it does. Lord only knows what a 6-meter RF is, what kind of denture it's having going through all those traps and coils, but it loads up, and so it's not much of a 6-meter station. So I was able to reach a couple of states and a couple of DEs as well. But I heard people working, Portugal and Brazil, and I'm not in that league. So we'll turn it back to you. At times you're getting here quickly, and at other times it's a little bit scratchy and a bit sad. But I'm sure we'll be able to talk to you a little bit more. A3QBR,
A2FST. A2FST, A3QBR. Yeah, lots of trucks on my left, and this is the direct path to you guys to the repeater. And now some underpasses as well, so that doesn't help. But anyway, yeah, you're right. It's God knows how that works for 6 meters with when it's not with the non-resonant antenna. Yeah, it's really fun. It's really fun. It's like fishing. Although I'm not really a big fishing person. But yeah, I think I understand the thrill of that. And last summer actually, I was able to even have like all the contacts I had on on 6 meters or on FT8, and I think I was lucky to score my first SSB contact as well with the station, and I think in Newfoundland, VO1 something, if I recall correctly. Okay, back to you. I'm not sure if you still can receive me, Mark.
Yeah, you sound fine right now. It's funny you mentioned that. I worked at VO1, 2 days ago now, and this is either open, I remember the call. VO1 on the company. He's apparently active on FEA, which is all I can do here. I'm not a big enough station to do any sideband work on the meter with an antenna that doesn't even resonate. But, FEA kind of creates a watering hole. In addition to having a good link budget, everybody's on the same frequency, so you don't have to go around hunting. And, there was a Nova Scotia station, and needless to say, some Floridian Texan, and I even work Texas and Florida here with an old crystal ring. There's it everywhere. a couple of others. So I learned that if I'm going to be serious on 6 meters, I need to put up a real antenna. So yeah, the connection's getting a little scratchy, so I'm going to turn it back to you. ABCR, it is 8 minutes.
Garamombo, yeah, I can definitely agree on that. You need a good antenna for 6 meters. Oh, well, so basically for any band you want to work with, you want something resonant, for sure. Like, give me 1 second, I'm going to do the underpass here. And I'm actually, I'm getting closer to the Midtown Toronto already, so it's pretty good still. But I understand that it's probably too stretchy, getting too stretchy. So anyway, I'm going to let you go. Thank you so much. It's great to meet you, Mark. Have a blessed day, blessed evening, have a great day, and hope to meet you again on WB2KRD services, A3QBR Mobile.
Thank you. Good to meet you. Safe travels, and best of luck in the Canada Day and whatever you're going to attempt. Good talking to you. The ABCR, the K2FSP, and
bye. The A3QBR, I'll be monitoring that, and I think I'll be in the conversation.